Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. We close the session with the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ hitting new record highs. But it feels like the real story was happening just beneath the surface.
That's exactly right. Today wasn't about the usual megacap suspects leading the charge. The headline numbers are great, but the internals are even better. We saw real strength from the small caps and mid caps.
So the troops are finally advancing while the generals take a breather?
Precisely. The Russell 2000 gained 0.5%, and the equal-weighted S&P 500 actually outperformed the main index. That's what we call broadening participation. It's a sign of a much healthier, more confident market when it's not just five or six stocks doing all the work.
And that confidence was on full display in the sector action. Consumer discretionary was the clear leader, up 1%.
It was, and one company provided most of the jet fuel for that rally, Delta Airlines. They were up a staggering 12% after their earnings report.
A 12% move for a major airline is huge. What was so good about that report?
It was a monster report. They beat on earnings, posted record revenue, but the big tell was that they reinstated their full-year guidance. Remember, most airlines pulled their forecasts after the tariff news. Delta putting guidance back on the table and hiking their dividend by 25% is a massive vote of confidence.
And that lifted the entire industry, right?
The whole group took flight. American Airlines was up 14%, United was up 15%. Delta's report set an incredibly positive tone for the entire travel sector.
It wasn't just airlines. We also saw big moves from Tesla and McDonald's.
Yep. Tesla popped almost 5% on news that they're close to getting approval for their robo-taxi service in San Francisco. And McDonald's got a nice boost from a Goldman Sachs upgrade to buy. Just more fuel for that consumer discretionary fire.
Speaking of Goldman, they were incredibly active today, initiating coverage on a ton of semiconductor stocks. What was the takeaway there?
It was very telling. They're not just painting the entire sector with a broad brush. They came out with buy ratings on big players like NVIDIA, Broadcom, and Applied Materials. But they were neutral on others like Marvell and even slapped a sell rating on names like Skyworks and Teradyne. It shows the market is getting more selective. It's a stock picker's environment now.
I see. So with that in mind, let's get tactical. For traders looking to ride the current wave, what continuation setups are on your radar?
We're focused on names that are already showing strength and leadership. A great example is American Express, ticker AXP. It's seeing a surge in volume, which suggests institutions are accumulating shares. We're watching for a clean breakout above the $328 level.
And in tech?
You have to look at Apple, ticker AAPL. It's a classic leadership name that's holding its trend beautifully. There's consistent buying interest, and the setup is an entry near 212, with an initial target of 217.
Okay, so that's for what's already working. What about what might be next? What are we anticipating?
This is where we hunt for stocks that are coiling, building energy for a potential pop. We're watching a name called Mist. It's been consolidating in a very tight range. A decisive break above $2.50 could get this thing running toward 2.56 quickly.
Sounds a bit more speculative. Higher risk?
Definitely. These anticipation plays require more active management. For a name like Mist, you need a tight stop loss, maybe just below 2.40. They aren't set it and forget it trades, but the upside can be explosive.
Got it. So zooming back out, we had some economic data and a big bond auction. How does the macro picture look?
The market seems to be in a real sweet spot. Jobless claims were strong, but not hot enough to scare the Fed. And the Treasury market absorbed $119 billion in new bonds this week without a problem. That's a huge sign of healthy liquidity. For now, traders are completely shrugging off tariff concerns and focusing on strong earnings and a stable backdrop.
So what's the final takeaway for traders heading into tomorrow's session?
The key is the broadening participation. This isn't just a mega cap story anymore. Look for leaders in the strong sectors, like those airline and consumer names. Keep those continuation plays like AXP on your primary screen, but have those anticipation setups like Mist ready on a secondary list. The market is providing clear opportunities, but you have to be selective and nimble.
Excellent insight. That's all the time we have. Thanks for listening to Next Day Prep. We'll see you next time.